And now for something completely different. Those of you who listen regularly may have detected a vague note of negativity in my general outlook on the events of our times, which means that I don't often get to bring you good news. But I have good news today. You know, lately a lot of my friends have been dying, mostly from things they did to themselves 30 years ago. And I become curious as to who among us from the day in radio are still alive and well and broadcasting and where and things like that. But we tend to lose track of our old comrades. One of the pioneers, one of the people who came to broadcasting and changed it vastly, thanks, of course, to the inspiration of Tom Donahue, one of the people who has now herself become a museum piece legend in rock and roll broadcasting from the days at KMPX and KSAN when Tom Donahue laid down his edict, if I've got to look through the glass at an engineer, it's going to be a beautiful chick. At which point he moved to immediately recruit four or five beautiful chicks, all of whom became in themselves legends in broadcasting. Katie Sullivan, of course, Rachel Donahue herself, who was recruited from the little glass box on the top of the pole at the top of Broadway where she was dancing topless, and Dusty Street, whom I had last heard of suffering severely from health problems and things of that nature down in Las Vegas, where she was off the air because of the amount of drugs she was having to take to cover the pain, etc., etc. Got a phone call. Dusty Street is alive, and as well as any of us in the aging hippie generation can be, but she has just hit the big time. Now, you got to understand that Street, like all the rest of the women of that era, were an anomaly. There were no women in broadcasting, and particularly in engineering, when she came aboard. So she's been there from scratch dirt women in broadcasting all the way up now to a job doing a show a day at the Museum of Rock and Roll in Cleveland, which is broadcast live from Sirius Satellite. She's made the whole run. And being as how it's a museum, the chances of getting fired as long as you got your act together are fairly slim. So she's set. As we all creak into old age and arthritis, she's got herself a sinecure job and is sounding good on the radio. I sure am glad to hear some good news from my old gang. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.